Well, it looks like Mr. Global Warming, certainly not global warming up where I live, minus 45, or Mr. Climate Change, whatever you want to call him, Al Gore, is at it again. You all know the journalist McAleer, who asks questions of Al Gore once before, and Gore refused to answer the question. Well, you'll see a video of Al Gore walking through an airport, or he's at the UN, or he's somewhere, and McAleer is there asking questions again, and Gore refuses to answer them. It is amazing, with all the debate and the Copenhagen summit and the prostitutes there offering free services, and Al Gore and Obama and everyone there trying to save the climate and the polar ice cap melting. The simple fact of the matter is Al Gore only wants to answer what Al Gore feels like he should answer. And when someone asks a rational question like McAleer does, Al Gore decides he's not going to answer it. Is it because he was once the vice president, once a senator, he's a billionaire now, or he's the so-called czar of climate? I'm not sure. But one thing that we can say for sure about climate change, global warming, or saving the environment, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, is that those that think they know it all really don't know much at all. There are many sides to this story. We have to listen to everyone, not just Al Gore. He refuses to answer questions. I hope journalists like McAleer continue to ask the tough ones. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.